We give you now the radio adaptation from the dinner of the same name, A Christmas Carol by Kind Permission.
And here, at Christmas, we see the great venerable offices of Scrooge and Marley, importers and exporters for the great year of 1887.
Over to you. Marley is dead. Marley is dead.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. To enter certain things in the all-weather lead of ledgers. One barrel of Blunger's Violent Stone and Ginger Purge. One gill of rare leopard oil in nukes. One box of feathered shirt lifters. Ow!
Knock, knock!
Who is it?
Short man, can't reach the knocker.
Oh. Scratch it.
Where's it itchy?
On my coo. On my coo.
Say, you've got an itchy coo. Well, they're the kind of jokes they told in 1887.
Pour me my tea and only two sugars.
Blast, one too many. I'll recover it. Stand back.
Hello. Care to join me in a cup of tea?
What? Have you seen three lumps of sugar come this way?
No, and I've been here since the milk came.
Come on now. Get out and get back to your desks, both of you, except Eccles and Ned.
For no reason at all, folks. What's the date today?
24th of December, Christmas Eve.
So they've both fallen on the same day. Must be slippery.
Well, I don't think we can wait any longer for any more laughs on that one. Now, back to work or I'll belt your nothing.
But, Mr. Scrooge, it's Christmas Eve, the time of goodwill and custard.
So it is. Merry Christmas, Scratchy.
Merry Christmas!
Now, get back to your desk or I'll belt your nothing.
Please, Mr. Scrooge, can't I go home 2 seconds early tonight?
2 seconds? You must be mad.
I'm as sane as the next bloke.
I'm the next bloke, folks.
Please, Mr. Scrooge. It's Christmas Eve and custard. My wife is getting the children together for a census and custard.
No. N-O pronounced.